What is your must-watch Australian drama TV series? It might be about the medical professions in Offspring, or it might be about the legal professionals in Janet King. I certainly know mine is the Kettering Incident, for the record. Either way, how often are we seeing working-class characters on screen, our everyday shop assistants, fast food servers? Join me now on air to speak about the absence of working-class representation in Australian drama TV is Dr. Sarah Atfield, a scholarly teaching fellow in the School of Communication at the University of Technology, Sydney. Welcome, Sarah. How are you? Now, Sarah, I'm just going to have to see if you're there for us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Perfect. There we go. We've had a few issues with our phone today, but we seem to be doing okay, and I definitely am all okay talking about TV. Let's get right to the crux of it. Are we seeing working-class characters on screen in the modern era?
Not very often. I mean, when you do see them, they tend to be in side roles, possibly playing victims or criminals, maybe, but not usually front and centre, particularly in drama, which is what I'm sort of focused on at the moment, which I think is the problem.
Do you think the way we see working class characters in side part roles or roles where they play the victim, do you think that's harmful to working class characters?
I think it is, because one of the things that's really important is how people are represented on screen, because that's audiences watching want to see good, positive or nuanced, at least, representations of themselves and the people that they are familiar with on screen. And when you only see yourself represented as either a victim or a criminal or just not at all, and it makes you feel less empowered about your own kind of position in society. It makes you feel like you're not important because you're never seen or you're sidelined in some kind of way. So I think it is an important issue.
And what about the idea that perhaps those kind of normal working class lives are perhaps not very interesting for TV? I mean, do you think those storylines of someone working at a fast food restaurant or as a shop assistant are interesting enough for television drama?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny you should say that, because a few of the comments I've had have been, well, you know, working class work is just not interesting. And lawyers and doctors do complex work. And of course they do, but so do working class people. If you work in a fast food restaurant, you're working in a really fast-paced and dangerous environment, and you have to keep your wits about you. You've got to be able to work quickly, take lots of orders, engage in complex tasks. And those kind of workplaces are actually full of drama between workmates, between customers and the workers, with the sort of daily things that go on. I think that can create some really interesting drama and interesting kind of situations for viewers. So to say that it's boring, I think is actually quite insulting.
Yeah, I suppose Walter White is a school teacher in the now extremely popular Breaking Bad. But again, so do you think if working class people were able to see themselves on a TV dramatic series that they'd become empowered as a result of it? Or is it, I mean, are we at risk of perhaps tokenising working class characters if we put them in Australian drama TV?
Well, I think if you just have, like, you know, one working class character who's sort of trying to sort of take the place of everybody, then yeah, that's a bit problematic. But not if you have more regular appearances by working class characters, or they take on central roles or the total focus of a show, then I don't think that's tokenistic. And I think it is empowering to see people like yourself represented on screen. And that doesn't have to always be in a positive way. There should be nuance. So, you know, there's room for good and bad characters, if you like, in drama, and they should all be there. But the fact that we just don't see those people means that the working class, despite being the majority of people, really, in Australia, are just kind of invisible.
Now, we've seen a few movies. I've just noted that Oscar season has just passed us by, where there are various films where there are a lot of characters who were working-class background or, you know, status. Manchester by the Sea and Moonlight both spring to mind for me. Is it possible that TV can learn a bit from the silver screen or films in that regard?
Oh, definitely. Film does it much better, and that is for sure. It seems that there's definitely an interest and demand from audiences in those kinds of characters and those kinds of lives. So it's not that there isn't those, I mean, those films are doing really well, obviously, so people like looking at those sorts of stories. So TV definitely could learn from that. And in some ways it has, like in the ABC show Red Fern Now, which is quite cinematic in its presentation. Often many episodes are directed by filmmakers. There is some great representation of working class characters. And I think other producers could take note of how that worked and how well that went down and do something similar for us on, you know, along those lines.
And do you think that there are perhaps other countries where working class characters are more seen or visible on their TV series? Because it's one thing to say we can learn from films, but if no one else in the TV industry is doing it, some people might argue that, you know, that the Australian TV screen industry doesn't have any obligation either.
Well, true. That's yeah, I can understand that. But oh, yeah, I mean, America at the moment probably is probably similar to Australia in that most of the television shows tend to focus on middle class professionals. I mean, there are some exceptions to that, but the UK is probably where you're more likely to see working class characters on in dramas. It's more normal there. I mean, they do tend to focus a little bit on police dramas, but you do get really good working class characters on UK police dramas. And of course, I mean, the working class characters appear in soaps. They've just always been there. That's a little bit different, maybe. But yeah, maybe some of the Australian producers, writers could look to some of those UK examples as a way to think about what they could do.
And why do you think it is that working class characters have been absent in a lot of Australian TV drama?
I'm going to suggest it's probably got something to do with the class demographic of the people who are responsible for creating the show, so the writers and the producers and so on, who are more likely to have come from middle-class backgrounds and don't have that experience of working-class life. And so it's not their world. Maybe they don't know much about it. Maybe they would feel uncomfortable writing about it. But I think that's sort of part of the problem. There are not that many potentially professionals in the industry who are coming from working-class backgrounds and who then understand that world and feel that it's something that would be interesting and lively and dramatic to reproduce on screen.